Everybody, welcome back to Let's Get After It. I'm your host, Elise Khalifa, and today I'm joined by Caitlin Phillips. Caitlin, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. How's the day going?
Good. Pretty chill, but also such chaotic weather we've been having.
So crazy.
Literally raining cats and dogs out there. Like, it was hailing earlier.
I was going to say, I know April showers, but I was not expecting the hail.
Okay, well, maybe we'll have, like, excellent and really beautiful Mayflowers then with all of this horrendous rain.
I hope so. Especially in this building with all the glass. Hearing that come down was crazy.
For sure.
But anyways, the weather's looking up now. And I'm excited because we are Today we are joined by Sophia Marion, who is a merchandising student who has been heading up the fashion market here at Kent State. Sophia, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I'm fine. How are y'all?
So how's your semester been?
It has been busy, full-time, internship, fashion market, of course.
Yeah.
And just almost time for graduation, so just planning all that stuff, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When are you graduating?
December.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. So I'm, like, right there at the finish line.
Yeah. Who are you interning with? Or, like, what do you do for your internship?
I intern with a company called Found. It's a Cleveland-based company. They have leather goods, and so I'm developing their patina shop, which is going to be their new take-back program. So for people who have bags that they no longer use or want, they can sell them back to the company, and then the company will refurbish them, and then customers can then buy them, and it's a way to, you know, make it a little bit more circular.
Oh, gotcha. Very cool.
Yeah. Really cool. Yeah.
Side note, I don't know if the camera's picking it up, but your rings are fantastic.
Oh, thank you. I was looking at your nails. I was like, very cute.
They're press-ons.
The press-on game has been stepping it up.
Yeah, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. They're lasting pretty well too. Like, these feel solid.
We love accessories here.
Yes.
We do, yeah. So, in general, we know a little bit about you now. Why did you decide to come to Kent State?
So, I decided to come to Kent State because of how highly accredited they were. It's like top five in the country. It's like world renowned. And I figured if I'm going to go to school for fashion, I better go somewhere good, you know. And it was semi close to home, and it's very affordable compared to the other fashion schools. So.
Yeah. You're from St. Louis.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Nice. I remembered.
Yes.
Yeah.
We did some research.
Yeah. So it's a little hard being far away from home, but, you know, I'll be back there soon, hopefully one day.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you always know you wanted to get into fashion?
Yeah. I was originally going to school for business because I wanted to own my own boutique at the time. That's what I thought. So when I learned that there was a career path for just the business side of fashion, then I was like, oh, that's perfect. And so, yeah, I've always, like, found clothes to be the best way for me to express myself. I've tried all the different avenues, you know, but fashion was always the one that kind of just stuck with me, so.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So you're more on the merchandising side, we know.
Yes.
But you're also in digital knitting this semester.
I am.
Which is a design class.
It is.
So tell us a little bit about that, like navigating both.
So I will say I have a pretty like analytical brain, and that stuff comes very naturally to me. But I wanted to kind of tap into the more creative side of my brain, and so my minor's in textiles, and I've really been able to really scratch that side of my brain and just think about solving problems in a more creative and not so like data driven way, which has been really fun. So I've taken the weaving class, the dyeing class here. There's a new class actually that's partnered with the DI Hub, where you like learn how to use the different technology that they have downstairs, which is pretty cool, and the digital knitting, of course. So yeah, it's been super fun, and I feel like it just gives me a more like holistic view of how the industry works.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. You're in like all the different facets of it, making sure you know everything as you're getting into that career. So speaking of fashion, could you give us some history on the fashion market and kind of how you got involved with that?
Of course. So the fashion market is still in its infancy. It's only been around for 2 years, but last year it started at the annual fashion show. So we had 4 student vendors. We were small, but we were mighty, and they sold at the fashion show. And then Kendra and I, who is the co-founder and the faculty advisor, we really wanted to kind of take it to the next level, where we had a full year to really grow. So we partnered with LaunchNet, and we partnered with the bookstore to sell at different events on campus and to sell the big draw during Fashion Week and the annual fashion show.
Yeah, really interesting. So how did you first get involved, like, with the fashion market?
So I am part of the recruitment and retention committee, and there was a need for, well, there was a want to have students sell their own work because, or their own products, because we're a fashion school, we're a design school, mm-hmm. and a lot of students have their own businesses, so why not give that opportunity? And it was just something that I felt like I aligned with, like, and it was like a no-brainer to me. Why would we not have design students sell their stuff? And so Kendra, this has kind of been her project that she's tried to get into the making, and her and I, we partnered, and the fashion market has become what it is now. So
yeah.
What types of products or like types of vendors have you seen come through?
So we have a lot of like apparel and streetwear inspired mainly. We have crocheting with Caitlin. Mm-hmm. We have jewelry, and let's see if there's anything else. Yeah. I would say just apparel, jewelry, and the crocheting, which you have a little bit of everything with apparel.
Yeah.
You have patterns, you have little trinkets. So.
Yeah. So for the listeners who might not know about this, I've actually been involved in the fashion market this mm-hmm. semester, which has been a really, really great experience. And it's kind of given me that space to get my products physically in front of a crowd on a regular basis, mm-hmm. As opposed to just doing tabling events when they pop up sometimes around campus.
Yeah.
So yeah, really cool so far.
Yeah, and like you were mentioning, Sophia, you partner with different like areas and organizations on campus.
Right.
So you're kind of hitting a new demographic as a vendor for each event that you guys do.
Yeah. And this is the first year we've had it at the bookstore, and mm-hmm. we're doing it on days where prospective students are coming to the school. So not only are we allowing an opportunity for students to see, hey, this is something that I could do if I come to Kent State, but then parents or the students themselves can ask questions, because we have fashion students from, you know, all different grade levels and backgrounds. I mean, like, Caitlin's been great because she's a grad student, mm-hmm. where a lot of the vendors are undergrad, but then we have a mix of merchandising and design students.
Cool.
Like, there's one vendor who, you know, she's obviously making and designing these things, but she's actually a merchandising student. So,
yeah.
Again, having her be able to, you know, kind of share both sides has been extremely helpful.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
Why did you decide you wanted to get involved with LaunchNet, specifically bringing LaunchNet into the mix with fashion market?
Again, it was just like a no-brainer. Like, there's this program or organization on campus that helps students who are starting their own business, mm-hmm. which can be a very daunting task to take on. And it would just be a great opportunity for these students who have their own business who might need help or might not know what LaunchNet is, and how can we grow LaunchNet as a program. I believe it's a great program and that it should be, you know, everywhere, and I think that the fashion market is a great program as well, and so, like, how can we marry these two programs together and just expand? A lot of the vendors were already clients of LaunchNet, but there were a few that were not, and so once they learned about LaunchNet, they have shared that they're really excited about the different tabling events that y'all put on, the grants, and the resources that mm-hmm. you all provide, so It was just like a no-brainer. I don't know. It's like there's so many little pockets of like programs and organizations throughout campus, and there's probably a lot that I don't even know about that just makes why would these two programs? Yeah, it just makes sense. So I was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think we've seen a lot of success from the two workshops that we hosted.
Oh, definitely.
Because, like, we had a group come in with the first one, and they were the same ones that came back for the second, and you could already, like, tell they've, like, had growth and thought about what they were doing and how they were pursuing their businesses.
Yeah.
But even beyond that, some of those students that attended, they've now signed up for our events and the different, like, programming that LaunchNet is putting on this semester. So I think it's been a great collaboration both ways. Mm-hmm.
And I would love to eventually, you know, grow the fashion market outside of just fashion students, because I know that you were saying there's so many like art students who you think would be perfect candidates. And so, yeah, I see like a farmer's market where there's 50, 100 vendors, you know, eventually one day for the fashion market.
Yeah. Well, that's a great segue into our next question, actually. We were going to ask you, what are the next steps? What are the goals for the fashion market in the future?
I think I would, my biggest goal is that this program or the market runs after I'm not here.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in like in a selfish way, but I would love to have this sort of be something, a position that merchandising students who care about community building can follow and like get hands-on experience in outreaching with different organizations and, you know, project management to grow on. And so I would love for there to be 100 vendors at a fashion market in 3-4 years. I know a big goal for the faculty is to eventually have like a brick and mortar store nearby where vendors can, well, students will weekly rotate in a space for their products to show off. Those would be my two biggest goals for the fashion market. And just to grow it outside of maybe just the arts and the fashion schools into a campus-wide event.
Yeah,
because I think how you were kind of talking earlier, how you're very like analytical, but taking on these other classes scratches a different part of your brain. I feel like there's a lot of students on campus, like we see it with the clients that we have, even if they're computer science majors, for example, their venture is like more creative and arts focused. So being able to expand beyond the fashion school, you could still get like apparel and accessory focused businesses, but that way you're reaching more of those types of students.
Yeah, and it's all about networking, seriously, because you don't know what that computer science, you know, student has to offer or who they know, or, you know, they could be extremely creative. And so, yeah, just reaching outside of just the fashion school.
Yeah, just getting the word out.
Yeah. So you work with a lot of small businesses here on campus.
Yeah.
And you kind of talked about this a little bit in the beginning of our conversation, but we were wondering, do you have any entrepreneurial ambitions of your own?
I wish my answer was, yes, I have this great like plan, but I do not. So I work for a local business, I would say. I think calling it a small business is disrespectful because they have 5 stores, they're outside of Ohio, like they are a great company. But seeing the owners, you know, working, I'm like, oh, this is not for me, you know. And so I have so much respect for the student vendors who they go to all these different events, not just on campus, but on the weekends, you know, in Cleveland, or they'll go to, you know, Akron, or they just go to all these other places. And you know, the work that they put in. And I mean, Caitlin can attest, I felt like a mom at the first event. I was like, I hope everybody sells something. Like, I was just so nervous. And, you know, she was just reassuring me, like, success is not measured by how many items that you sell. Like, just getting followers on your social media or somebody to take your card is success in itself.
Yeah.
And so that was, like, reassuring. But I just kept, you know, I was like, a worried mom just pacing back and forth like, is everything okay? So unfortunately, no. I do not have any entrepreneurial
adventures of my own.
That's okay. And honestly, just seeing how you work with and approach the fashion market, you already have some of those little entrepreneurial facets coming into it. Yeah. So even if you don't have your own business, you can still integrate that, and you have already.
Yeah,
definitely.
So you mentioned earlier that you're graduating in December. Do you have post-graduation plans yet of what you'd like to do?
I have like a few options. You know, I could stay working at the company that I currently work for and live in Cleveland for a little bit longer. I'm extremely homesick right now, so I would love to like do something back in like St. Louis area. But I've always wanted to make Chicago my hub, so hopefully
You're a Chicago fan. Love it there.
It's like, it is like New York, but it's still like Midwest like vibes, and it's not so like big and scary, I guess. I just love it. It feels like it's so magical to me there. So I would love to live there.
Definitely. Well, coming up soon. I'm sure we're going to see some great things from you in the future, for sure.
Thank you. We'll keep in touch.
Now, this is our last question of like the main question segment.
Okay.
We like to ask this to everybody on the podcast.
Okay.
How would you describe an entrepreneur?
Oh, that's a good question. I'll have to think about this for a little second.
Yeah. Go ahead. And there's no right or wrong answer. Yeah.
I think an entrepreneur is somebody who creates a product or a service that is authentic to them. I think now there's like this money grab, where it's like, oh, like screen printed tees are what's hot, so let me hop onto that, and then next time, or you know, next year it's something else. And so, but despite what's popular and what's trendy, they're making something that is authentic to them, and that they don't need that instant gratification.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's very passion driven.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sometimes you really have to work hard as an entrepreneur to see those results pay out over time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like you said, not just the instant gratification.
Right.
So, yeah, great answer.
Thank you.
So now we're going to go into our favorite section, which is the rapid fire.
I'm a little nervous.
No, they're all chill questions. Number one, what is your favorite state that you visited?
Arkansas for sure. I lived there for a year, actually. Northwest Arkansas, by like the U of A. Gorgeous. If you like hiking, kayaking, it's a spot to go for sure.
Interesting. I never would have thought that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good to know.
Yes.
Need to add that to my list of places to visit.
Definitely. Okay. What's your least favorite fashion trend right now?
Oh, I'm going to get a lot of hate for this. The bows.
The bows.
I'm sorry.
The coquette core.
Yes, the bows. It's like they're on everything. Like seriously everything. And like, it's not my personal favorite. And I know I dress pretty funky, but the bows, they've just gotten out of control. Like there's bows on bows.
Yeah. And there's all the little like Stanley cups and stuff. Now there's bow prints.
Yes.
You guys. Let's reel it back a little bit. Just a little
yes.
bit.
Yes.
Okay. What do you like to do in your downtime?
Chill. Like, I feel like I'm constantly on the go. So if I can just, like, lay in my bed and, like, watch a good movie, like, or a show. Like, currently I'm watching White Lotus. Very good.
Okay.
And so if I could just watching a show and laying in my bed.
No thoughts. Head empty.
Yes.
Definitely. Yes. Okay. What are your thoughts on The Devil Wears Prada?
Oh, okay. So I am not a movie person at all. Even though I just said, I love to watch a show. Like if I'm like, okay, I want to watch this and I will. But I'm not a big movie person. So it was like the month before I came to Kent and I had never seen the movie. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to watch The Devil Wears Prada before I go to fashion school. Like that's like a fashion crime, you know?
Yeah.
And so I watched it and I thought it was like, great. Like I felt like it was not, like it's not actually that scary. But I feel like it is a little bit that scary. But I wanted to believe, like, no, it's not that scary. But I love it. I would love to see, like, a part two when Anna Wintour, because I know it's, like, based off of her, but, like, when she retires or something, like, a little spinoff. Like, maybe, like, she's, like, really nice. I don't know. I would just, like, love to see something when she retires
that
around
could be interesting. That's interesting. I've never thought about that. It's, like, a continuation.
I'm thinking, I haven't really heard that been, like, a conversation either online, like, a sequel or something, but... That could be cool.
Yeah. I just think when she retires, it's going to be a big deal.
What
you know?
She do? Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it'd be cool to see something spin off of that.
Very nice.
Agreed. Okay. Final question.
Okay.
What is your advice for incoming fashion students?
Okay. My advice. I would say try like everything because you have to learn what you hate before you learn what you love. So put yourself in uncomfortable situations, like the digital ditty, for example. I told the professor today, I was like, this class has made me not want to be in knitwear because my brain just doesn't think that way. So I have so much respect for the people like Caitlin who, you know, their brain does work that way. But I would say just try everything, you know, put yourself in uncomfortable situations because it really is only going to make you better.
Yeah, I think that's good advice for anyone,
honestly. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I think with fashion specifically, try all the technology because, you know, in the industry, or once you graduate, you might not have access to it, or certain industries might not even have some of the technology that we have. So just being able to, like, use something like a digital knitting machine, you know, is just try it out. You know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you, Sophia. We do want to give you a little chance to shout out anything, fashion market, personal, whatever you would like.
Come to the fashion market. That's really the only thing. And support your local artists, support local everything. Shop local. Yes, follow anything.
Yeah. That's what I'd say. Are there any specific dates regarding the fashion market that you want to throw out?
The annual fashion show, which I'm not great with dates, but I want to say it's like April 24th and 25th.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Those,
that week for
sure. Yes, that week will be popping out at the virtual fashion show, the annual fashion show, and just support Kent State fashion students, really.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you so much, Sophia.
Yeah,
this
was
a great conversation.
Yeah, it was great. Yes.
Well, with that, guys, let's get after it.